Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville. We're all about you. Michigan officials have expanded eligibility for the state MIABLE Disability Savings Program, allowing individuals whose disability began before age 46 to open accounts. The change follows updated federal rules and could nearly double the number of residents who qualify, potentially making up to 1 million Michiganders eligible. MIABLE accounts allow people with disabilities to save and invest money for disability-related expenses without losing access to benefits such as Supplemental Security Income or Medicaid. Funds can be used for costs including housing modifications, transportation, education, and assistive technology. State officials say the program currently manages nearly $88 million across more than 6,600 accounts, but participation remains low compared with the number of eligible residents. The Michigan Department of Treasury, which administers the program, hopes the expanded age limit will encourage more people to enroll and plan for long-term financial stability. And the U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear a lawsuit challenging Michigan's process for removing deceased voters from the state's voter registration list, leaving lower court rulings in favor of the state intact. The case, brought by the Public Interest Legal Foundation, had already been dismissed by federal courts, including the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson said the decision affirms the state's efforts to keep voter records accurate, noting that officials routinely remove registrations for voters who have died. Courts found the claims lacked evidence and upheld Michigan's voter maintenance practices. State officials say more than 1.4 million outdated registrations have been removed from Michigan's qualified voter file since 2019. Under federal law, election clerks regularly use information from the Social Security Death Index, family notifications, and other records to update the rolls. And Michigan also participates in the Interstate Data Sharing Program Electronic Registration Information Center to help maintain accurate voter lists. When we come back after this Autumnwood of Deckerville sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
At Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Autumnwood of Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at more local news, a Bay County woman will not go to trial in a wrong-way crash that killed two Genesee County men. 34-year-old Ashley Sikowiak entered a no-contest plea in Bay County Circuit Court just one day before jury selection was set to begin. The plea means that she is not admitting guilt, but she is accepting punishment. Sikowiak faces two counts of operating while intoxicated with a high blood alcohol content causing death, along with a third charge tied to serious injury, all enhanced due to prior conviction. Investigators say the crash happened in the night of March 13th, 2024, when Sokowiak, who had just left her bartending job, drove the wrong way on I-75 in Bay County. Her vehicle struck another car head-on. 39-year-old Ronald Wells of Flint and 33-year-old Brandon Edwards of Davidson were killed. A second passenger survived but suffered serious injuries. Prosecutors say Sokowiak is classified as a four-time habitual offender. While the top charge typically carries up to 20 years in prison, her prior record means she could face a life sentence. Sentencing has been delayed while Sokowiak receives medical treatment for injuries she sustained in the crash. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you.